أنتم برفقة اس بي اس عربي 24.
مرحبا، معكم علاء التميمي. تعلم اللغة الإنجليزية والتحدث بها سيساعدك على تحسين حياتك في استراليا. سنشرح في كل حلقة من سلسلة تعلم اللغة الإنجليزية التعبيرات المستخدمة في الحياة الأسترالية، وستتمكن من تحسين مهاراتك في اللغة وتتعرف على استراليا. هل أنت مستعد؟
Learning English helps me to talk about camping.
SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands and waterways throughout Australia.
Ah, fresh air. Hello, I'm Josipa. And every now and then, I like to take a break from the city and enjoy nature. When I first arrived in Australia, I fell in love with the long, sandy beaches. But the beaches near the city can get really crowded, and I don't like that. So sometimes I drive a bit further out from the city to find stunning, quiet beaches where I can enjoy nature for days. Stunning, by the way, means really beautiful. So beautiful that you are stunned, or so impressed you can't move. There are often campgrounds or campsites near these beaches where you can stay. A campground or campsite is a place where people go camping, that is, stay there in a tent. It's the type of holiday I really like because I can enjoy the outdoors without having to go home or stay in a hotel. Many campgrounds have facilities like toilets, outdoor showers, barbecue areas, and spaces to pitch your tent. To pitch your tent means to put up a tent. But we can also use the word pitch if we want to throw out or share an idea with somebody for them to think about. In that case, you might say, "I'd like to pitch an idea." It means you want to present your idea for them to consider. Or, if you want to help out, you can say that you would like to pitch in. Let's all pitch in and work together. Pitch in means to contribute or help with something, especially when working as part of a group. But here today, in our episode, the word pitch means to set something up, in this case, a tent. In this episode, we are focusing on phrases related to setting up a tent. Alan and Claire love camping. They've pitched their tents all over Australia. And to be completely honest, sometimes I get jealous about all the things Alan and Claire get up to. That means all the exciting things that they do. Right now, they're pitching a tent, probably somewhere absolutely stunning. Okay, let's hear how they talk about what they are doing.
All right, let's get all our gear out and pitch this tent before it gets dark.
Good idea. Do you want me to grab the pegs?
Yes, please. I'll put up the tarp.
And I can set up the tent poles.
First, let me stake down the corners.
The tent's looking good. Oh, let's make sure it's level, though.
Perfect. All set. Time to whack on some Mozzie spray and enjoy the campfire.
There are a lot of new words to learn when we want to talk about camping, so let's get into it. Alan first said,
"Let's get all our gear out and pitch this tent before it gets dark."
So Alan wants to take the gear out of the car and pitch the tent before it gets dark. When we say gear, we mean all the things you need for camping. But it doesn't have to be necessarily just camping. It could be, I don't know, if you're working in a garden, you would need your garden gear. If you're going to a gym, you would need your gym gear. But let's go back talking about camping. Besides a tent, what other gear do you think you should bring camping? I can think of a few things: food, water, and an esky. That is a cooler to keep my food and drinks cold. And a camping chair would be good too, so that I can sit and enjoy my cold drink. Claire then said,
"Do you want me to grab the pegs?"
Pegs, or stakes, as they are often called, are metal pins that you push into the ground to keep the tent in place. Let's hear Claire's question once again.
"Do you want me to grab the pegs?"
So Claire is asking if she should grab the pegs, which is another way of saying get the pegs. We say grab when we want to have or get something. For example, when Alan and Claire are cooking sausages for their camp dinner later, one of them might say, "Can you grab the tomato sauce?" Which is a friendly way of saying, "Please get the tomato sauce." Let's continue. Alan replied,
"I'll put up the tarp."
A tarp is a big waterproof sheet, usually made of plastic, that you can use to cover things that you don't want to get wet. In this case, the tarp will cover the tent to protect it if it rains. You tie ropes to the corners and attach them to something like a tree or pole. So when Alan says he wants to put up a tarp, he means he wants to set it up over the tent for cover in case it rains. Back to the conversation.
"And I can set up the tent poles.
First, let me stake down the corners."
This is such a classic tent talk. Tent poles are the sticks that make the frame for the tent. You usually have to put them together to make the frame. Tent poles. And to stake down the corners means to push the stakes, the metal pins, into the ground to keep a tent in place.
"The tent looks good. Let's make sure it's level, though."
Claire wants to make sure the ground they're choosing to pitch the tent on is flat or level, so the tent doesn't tilt, that is, doesn't fall to one side. I have to say, Alan and Claire seem really level-headed as they're setting up their tent. I know when I try, I can get very frustrated and not level-headed at all. To be level-headed means to stay calm and in control. Are you a level-headed person, or do you easily get frustrated? At the end of our dialogue, Alan said,
"Time to whack on some mozzie spray and enjoy the campfire."
Mozzie is an informal word for mosquito. And mozzie spray is mosquito repellent. That is the spray you put on to keep mosquitoes away from you. Ouch. Alan didn't just say put on mozzie spray. He said whack on mozzie spray. When you want to put something on quickly, you can say whack it on. For example, when I'm late for work, I whack my clothes on fast. Hopefully, now we are a little bit closer to being able to talk like pro campers. So let's whack on the dialogue again.
"All right, let's get all our gear out and pitch this tent before it gets dark."
"Good idea. Do you want me to grab the pegs?"
Yes, please. I'll put up the tarp."
"And I can set up the tent poles."
First, let me stake down the corners."
"The tent's looking good. Oh, let's make sure it's level, though."
"Perfect. All set. Time to whack on some mozzie spray and enjoy the campfire."
Today, I invited my friend Magda Dejnika for a chat. Magda is a busy mom of three who, in her own words, was forced into loving camping holidays. But is it really possible to go from forced to love? Hi, Magda.
Hi, Josipa. Well, first of all, I'm so impressed that you pronounce my surname correctly because I think you are the very first person ever who did that. Yeah. Look, yes, it is. Yes, it is. But I do feel that you do need a bit of maybe not necessarily love, but liking at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And when I met my husband, when he took me to Australia first time for 3 months, we did a lot of traveling and we did it in a swag. So I don't know if you know what the swag is.
You but can explain to us.
This is something in between a sleeping bag and a tent, basically. And then we moved to tents. And then we have a trailer, and now we have a camper, which is a hybrid. So it's also off-road.
So professional.
Yes.
What's one thing about camping that still frustrates you, even after all these years?
A lack of toilet.
Of course.
Close by.
Of course.
That's, we do stay, we do go off-road, but we do usually stay majority of our time camping is at the camping places. When you do have facilities, and you know, they vary, they are very good or quite basic, but you do have the facilities, but it's still, you have to, you know, run to the toilet in the morning, or those night trips when there's no lights around you are quite interesting.
Who is in charge of pitching up the tent in your family? Now you have a camper, but
yes.
Before the camper?
Well, so this was an interesting thing because theoretically it was my husband, and but then obviously we all have to help. And this usually, it was a running joke when you are setting up your site, people are who already set up walking by and they just betting how many times are you going to get divorced during this time. And that's exactly it, because just imagine you go sometimes on a trip which is 5-6, the longest we did was 9 hours driving, so we would start 3-4 o'clock at the morning, we will arrive, and then we have another 5 hours of unpacking and setting up,
and you arrive already tired
and everyone is already tired. So it's, I think that the first day of camping and the last day of camping are very challenging.
Magda, thank you so much for talking to us today. Will you stay and help us learn some of the phrases from this episode?
Absolutely.
Thank you. It's time for practice. See if you remember the meaning before hearing the answer. What does it mean to pitch a tent?
To pitch a tent means to set up a tent.
What are tent pegs or stakes?
Tent pegs or stakes are metal pins that you stick into the ground to hold the tent in place.
What is a tarp?
A tarp is a big waterproof sheet, usually made of plastic or cloth, that you can use for cover in case it rains.
And now let's practice saying some phrases we can use when setting up a tent. Just repeat after Alan and Claire.
Let's get all our gear out and pitch this tent.
Do you want me to grab the pegs?
I'll put up the tarp.
I can set up the tent poles.
It's been absolute pleasure camping with you all. If you want more speaking practice, press play on our bonus episode when you can practice more with Alan and Claire. We've also prepared learning notes and a quiz, which you can find on our website, sbs.com.au/learnenglish. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Just search for SBS Learn English. I'm Josipa. Thank you for practicing English with me.
هل تريدون الاستماع إلى المزيد من هذه القصص؟ استمعوا من خلال أبل بودكاست، جوجل بودكاست، سبوتيفاي أو من أينما تحصلون على البودكاست.